Good morning. It is 10:08 here on the Mighty 690. Time for our update here from Becky Barnhart with Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Going just fine. It's a little cooler out this morning, so we can surely appreciate a little bit of rain last night.
That's right, yes. So we do have all that, a few showers around. And, of course, I know lots of good stuff happening at the shelter, so tell us about it.
Okay, well, we've got a couple of adoptions to speak about. Sheriff, one of the little puppies. Remember, we have like 14 now. We have 13 puppies at the shelter. Sheriff got adopted. In fact, Danny took him in to the clinic this morning to get his little operation taken care of. And we also had one kitten that was adopted. So that's wonderful. Two little guys found forever homes, and here it is kind of getting closer to school. So maybe people are thinking, if we're going to do this, summer's coming to a close, let's get on it. So I also want to, speaking of the clinic, I called this morning and asked them if they'd had any cases of animals coming in from being overheated. And the young lady I spoke to said, luckily enough that this summer, this season so far, they haven't had any. They had one that had to go to an emergency clinic because of overheating, and then they did the follow-up to make sure that the dog was doing fine. And I asked, does this, you know, have we had cases previously? And she said, yes, there are not a lot, but yes, there are a few that happen about every summer. But knock on wood, so far they've not had any, and that's good news. We're paying attention to our animals. A couple of suggestions were made, and I probably have spoken about them before, but never hurts to go back over them. She was talking about their recommendation as far as water. You know, if the dogs are outside, again, remember, the dog houses are hot. They're not usually well ventilated, so they're better off just being under some shade and protection from the sun that way. Her other recommendation was to, if you're gone all day, take the water bowl in at night, freeze it, and then set it out before you leave, put a little bit of water in it, and that way it'll slowly melt and also stay a little bit cooler. And again, the other recommendation and things that we've talked about is putting things in their frozen, maybe not their water bowl, but another frozen bowl sitting there with something in it that they might, you know, paw at, lick at, try to get to that treat, or maybe you could take some chicken and put in there and freeze it or something, just something to help them cool down. So sounds like we're doing a good job remembering to keep our animals hydrated and in cool situations. And again, of course, the pavement, it's really any surface. It doesn't have to be cement. I have stepped down on a wooden deck before barefooted and been doing my little tap dance. So grass is the best surface, you know, for our dogs if you have to take them out, or if you want to take them out and walk them. Just be conscious of what the surface temperature might be. So that's kind of my remember to be thoughtful pet talk. Donations, we're asking basically for the same things that we always ask for. We are sure needing puppy chow, though, since we've got so many little guys there at the shelter, adult dog food. We had a really nice donation come in this week, and it's from the American Legion here in town. They usually do a cycle, you know, they get on their motorcycles and kind of do a, instead of a poker run, maybe it's a dog food run, but they weren't able to use their bikes this year, so they just brought them in, and that came in this week, and I guess there was just mounds and mounds of the adult dog food. So thank you again to the American Legion for always being our partner, because about every, once or twice a year, they do this for us. So another nice donation came in. Dryer sheets, kitty litter. We still got a lot of kittens there at the shelter. Just anything you think that we might need, the Dawn, the bleach, toys, hard, sturdy toys, kitten toys. Also, leashes and collars. They do not have to be new, but if you've got an animal at your house that maybe's outgrown a collar or the leash isn't long enough, maybe too long, whatever, bring it out to the shelter, because we can certainly use those when people come out and we have an adoption. They're not always prepared with, you know, the right equipment. So we always like to have them in a collar and with a leash when they leave the shelter. So That's a nice donation that doesn't have to be brand new, just something around the house. Same way with the dog toys. We've talked about this before. Doesn't matter. Just bring them out, and the dogs will certainly have a good time with them. And if they get too bad, we just toss them and start over. Facebook page, if you'll go to our Facebook page, you're going to see some of the animals that I'm getting ready to speak about. We have some great dogs. We really haven't had any change in population as far as just the adoptions occurring. A lot of new names. I don't have any new names. It's the same guys. They're great dogs. It just hasn't happened. And I would like to blame maybe the hot summer, because, you know, it is hot to get out and come look at animals and that kind of thing. So I just thought, well, I'll put this out there. This weekend's going to be a cooler weekend. So maybe come out to the shelter this Saturday and check out some of the dogs and kittens that we have available at the shelter. And I'm going to speak about them right now. We've got Mickey. Mickey is a fixed Calahuna. He's beautiful tan brown color with a white face. Lena, I just can't believe Lena's been with us this long. She is a German Shepherd, beautiful girl, probably 6 years old, 5 to 6 years old. She walks nicely on a leash. She likes riding in the car. And she just would make someone a wonderful pet, and her picture is featured on our Facebook page. Todd and Copper, two nice dogs. Danny said they're both just really fun boys, and they came in together. They're 3 years old. They're what you call a pocket pit mix, so they're smaller. They're black and white in color. Kind of have some big ears going on them. I think they're kind of cute. They got these ears sticking up, kind of cute. Brownie is a female. She's 4 years old. She is tan in color. I think this is one of the prettiest girls out there. She's tan and white. She has that white chest, white spot on her chest. And if you look at her Facebook page, she's just so pretty. I really do think she's probably got a lot of lab in her, just the way that she looks. Some of the kittens that we've got available. Well, let me finish with puppies. I don't want to call and leave these poor little puppies. They are wonderful. They are a mixed breed. We've got boys and girls, obviously. They're probably about 4 to 5 months old now. Sheriff was one of them. As we know, he got adopted. Slinky's still with us. Dakota and Rex. Some of the little gals that are still with us. We've got Flo and Cecilia. And there was one more girl. Violet. And we've got Violet. Those are just some of the names that they've given the puppies. But they're growing like little weeds. So it'd be wonderful to get out there while they're still young. You can get them home and start that training and just have a very, very friendly, wonderful pet. That's really some of the names I was going to speak about. Please remember to go to our Facebook page. It's CFA. You can see these pictures of the kittens. You can see the puppies, the adult dogs. They've spent some time really, you know, trying to feature these animals. Coffeeville Animal Shelter is the city's Facebook page. But again, they've done a very nice job of featuring these dogs. And we'd sure like to have a lot of adoptions this week. I know school's getting ready to start next month. August is always a slow time at the shelter. But we contribute that to the fact, yes, people are getting their children back into school. Maybe they're taking those last-minute vacations, fair and rodeo. So a lot goes on in August. Sometimes it's slow for us. So come see us. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. CFA is our Facebook page. Coffeeville Animal Shelter is the city. You can see these animals. The hours that they're open, as you remember, it's Sunday and Monday. They're not open to the public. They are there. And then the rest of the time, Tuesday through Saturday, it is 9 to 4. That they're available to talk to you about these dogs, let you come out and walk with them, anything that kind of gets their face out there. It's just too hot for us to be doing anything special. So I think Danny and I spoke this morning, probably September, we'll start doing those adoption extravaganzas where we go out to Tractor Supply, and that has been very successful. We always have an adoption or two when we do that, because they're off the ground at the shelter, so it's a calmer environment, and you kind of get to see really their true personality. So it works well for us to get off the campus and go elsewhere. It has been so hot. I was going to mention this. We had some nice people volunteer and give us a couple of those big plastic swimming pools. And Danny said those puppies are having a blast. He said they're a muddy mess when they get through playing, but they're in there wrestling around and chasing and playing. He said it's really, really cute. So thank you for the nice donations of the swimming pools because they have actually come in very handy. We also have a new bathing tub that Hostile Friends of Animals donated to the shelter. It's being wired up this week, and so we're going to be able to give them it's easier on the staff and the animal to have one of those bathing tubs because they can lift them up and stand there, and they've got the nice spray nozzles and that kind of thing. So we're hoping to get some of these babies bathed up so they smell all pretty when you want to come out and look at them.
Fantastic. Well, that is a great report, Becky, of course, and I hope that folks just, you know, I know people are kind of hibernating, it almost seems like, this, you know, with this hot weather. So hopefully we'll get a little relief this weekend. Folks can get out there and check things out.
And the shelter is air-conditioned. I mean, once you're in, it's air-conditioned. like I say, the dogs, I've had people say, oh, I don't know how you can leave them at the shelter. Well, to some of these animals, it's the best life they've ever had. They have steady meals. They have love and affection. You know, they're teaching some great commands out there and making them better animals. But they're air-conditioned. They're heated. They have their blankets. And I know it's not the perfect life for them, but it certainly sometimes is a better life. So got to think about shelters that way, too.
That's a good reminder. Well, Becky, anything else as we wrap up here?
That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk next Thursday.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Becky Barnhart with Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we'll be right back into Open Line after this. Check out Ag News brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility.